Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Smashy Business Show. Of course, I am Farah Bashir, joining me.
And I'm Anika.
Yes, and as we mentioned yesterday, Dubla did mention that she will be leaving you guys with me. So before we start, let me just give you a quick run through of our stories for the day. Founder of Muslim dating app Muzz claims Jewish dating app has cloned it, and as well, Meta Israel Hamas misinformation likely AI generated, and this comment, never trust an Arab, which is a racist comment that has piled up in the Financial Times comment section after the Aramco story, and as well, Disney boycott casts doubt on the Pixar's revival, which is Inside Out 2. So before we do that, let's start with, good morning, Anika. So we're, as we said, Lubna is not there. She left you guys with me, and Anika is joining me.
I'm filling in with all my opinions and thoughts.
Yes, which is honestly very exciting. How was your day?
It's good. I've been a little on edge right now, like especially today, because today in India, they're having our elections.
Oh.
So it's when the voting is done.
Yeah.
It's the counting today.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, literally watching the history of our democracy in the making, seeing what's going to happen. Is it going to be the same party coming in again for another term? That would be 12 years of Narendra Modi in India.
Okay.
Or would it be the opposition party finally coming back after a long time? They've been campaigning pretty hard. They've been making a lot of memes on social media. So yeah, it's very interesting, very exciting. The stock market, stock market's really wilding.
Yeah, I can imagine, for sure.
It's going pretty crazy.
But yes.
Yeah, a lot to check out today in the news.
I mean, honestly, there are a lot. And good for India. You know, like democracy is, we hear the word, but are we really in democracy? That's the question. But speaking of social media, I have a question. Do you, have you ever tried online dating?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So Anika has tried online dating because actually in light of that, the founder of Muslim dating app, Muzz, claims Jewish dating app cloned it. A Jewish dating app called Jews has allegedly copied Muslim dating app Muzz. CEO Shahzad Yunus said on X, he pointed out that the Jews did not bother to change the profile guidelines page before replicating it from the Muzz website. The ripoff of Muzz continues, of course, which is called like Welcome Jews, a Jewish dating app, which is not only they are, it's a clear copy but of the brand name, but they also cloned the site so poorly that they forgot to edit the profile guidelines page before copying it from the website. Just that as well, Yunus, founder and CEO of Muzz Jews, launched by Andy Rundick in April, claimed on its website to have over 35 years of creating lasting relationships with a track record of thousands of relationships and marriages. The company also hosts events it claims are exclusive. So, you know, the thing is, I feel like, honestly, it's giving like, you can copy my, you can take my homework, but just like, don't make it obvious.
Yes, of course. Nothing new, though, for Israelis in general. There's the whole, from falafel to songs to land, they steal a lot of things.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very interesting. It's very upsetting. But also, to be, just to be on the other side, the concept of Muzz itself is not very new.
Yeah.
It's essentially Tinder, but for Muslims.
That's true.
Which in itself, I personally find a little iffy.
Okay.
Because why do we need to separate? I do not accept, or I do not, I'm not very okay with the idea of dating apps being exclusive to any specific community. But I understand that a lot of people want someone from their own community, and that's all right. But me personally,
I mean, you know, like these, the app Muzz is because like, you know, like a lot of like Muslims, you know, have the, they have like very strict boundaries of like they want to date someone from the same religion and the same sect exactly. And the application as well allows you to like choose from the same sect, you know what I mean? If you're like Sunni or Shi'i, but the fact that they copied it and they forgot, you know, like sometimes when you're copying something and it's not even yours, you tend to like forget to keep, there are some clues right here and there, you know, that they actually, it is a copy and it's not actually the original one. And they just like copied it, as you said, you know, they have been doing this for so long. There's a song, Ana Dami Falastini, right?
Yeah.
And they even copied it.
It's nothing new for them. It's something that keeps happening.
That's
something
true.
That's constantly called out, but doesn't change, does it?
It's that's
like
true.
One after the other, everything's copied.
I agree with you. And like they even at this point, they are copying as well business ideas. You know what I mean? Like it's like fine. Like you guys have taken a lot, stolen a lot. Whether it's like music, food, and the list goes on, but even to business ideas?
Yeah. I think I'm a little more fine, whatever, with Jews.
Yeah.
But what really pisses me off is food. The
yeah.
appropriation of food.
Oh, God, yeah.
From Israeli falafels
yeah,
to Israeli za'atar to Israeli olives.
Yeah.
Those don't exist.
Exactly.
Those aren't real things.
They're not.
And
no.
to take someone's land and take someone's ideas and then say it's yours, it's just takes a special kind of colonizer.
Exactly. And the thing is, like, they actually, you know, like, they take it, mark it as their own, and then they believe it. You know what I mean? The thing is, like, they know it's not theirs, yet they do believe it. That's a very sad thing.
But it's a very interesting story, and I'm really glad the CEO was able to call Jews
That's
out.
True, yeah.
It's a developing story, of course. Let's see.
Yes.
We need to wait and see if Jews respond, how they respond. Will they deflect? Will they fight back? Very interesting.
I mean, so, for sure they'll fight back. But let's jump to our next story. So, Meta says that Israel Hamas misinformation likely AI generated Meta. So Meta said that it had found likely AI-generated content used deceptively on its Facebook and Instagram platforms, including comments praising Israel's handling of the genocide in Gaza, which were published below posts from, you know, global news organizations and U.S. lawmakers. Now, in a quarterly security report, the social media company revealed that accounts posing as Jewish students, African-Americans, and other concerned citizens targeted audiences in the US and Canada. The campaign, of course, was as well attributed to Tel Aviv-based political marketing firm. So Meta has been detecting basic profile photos generated by artificial intelligence and influence operations since 2019. However, the recent reports is the first to reveal the use of text-based generative AI technology, which emerged in late 2020. And concerns have been raised by researchers about the potential of generative, you know, AI to produce human-like texts, imagery, and audio, you know, and thus, you know, enabling more effective disinformation campaigns and as well potentially influencing elections. Okay.
Two things to look at this story.
Go on. All ears.
First of all, Meta in general, problematic history with supporting genocidal causes, supporting almost always Meta finds itself on the wrong side of history.
True.
Be it in Myanmar with the Rohingyas, be it in India with the anti-Muslim campaigns. They propagate, they've become a tool for a lot of hate propagation, which is very problematic. But I'm really glad that they themselves were able to call themselves out, you know, talk about it, blame AI for it, which is interesting. And
True.
That brings me to the second point, the whole, the rise of AI, what's happening there, how are we sure it's rising rapidly. It's actually doing a lot of good. I personally don't think it's coming in to steal jobs,
True.
Per se. Perhaps it is going to come in and encourage people to upskill,
yeah.
but not perhaps not steal jobs. But again, AI, who's monitoring this? What's, you know, how are we going to develop further now that AI is, it's developing rapidly. It's going far way beyond what
True.
The creators or the inventors actually
yeah.
thought would happen.
Yeah.
So what's happening, you know, like what exactly is going to happen from now on?
Yeah, I mean, 100%, I do agree with you. But like speaking of this, you know, of course, because like the thing is like AI can be your friend and your enemy if used correctly, it can be your friend. If used in like not an appropriate manner, it's going to be your enemy for sure.
Like
and
with
in
a lot
that
of things.
Case, 100%, you know what I mean? And I feel like, you know, this point, social media and Meta and AI, all of it, it's like it has its own politics in a way. And in this case, like it's very easy now for like, let's say, regarding what's happening in between between Israel and Hamas and the genocide happening, it's very easy for both parties to duplicate an image of AI that is going to be generated, you know, as if like or perceived as real. Because like right now with AI, the images that you can see, they can look so real and so actually as if it's actually, you know, like it's there, when it can be, by the way, not. So of course, you know, having the awareness is very important.
100%, there is that. But at the same time, we have also moments of AI victory, like the All Eyes on Rafah post.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 34.9 million
yeah,
reshares.
Yeah, yeah.
And suddenly people were more aware about what's happening in Rafah, because not only really did it go, did this AI image take over everybody's stories, but it also became a trend then to reshare it on Instagram stories. So in a lot of ways, while, you know, Meta is propagating this, Meta is also becoming the tool for people to educate, to organize. So we are in a gray area.
We are. Exactly. And as I said, you know, like it can be either used wisely or not. And in that case, you know, like when there was the post, as you said, like in 24 hours, you guys, 30 million people reshared the post of All Eyes on Rafah. And it created a lot of awareness, of course, because like right now with what's happening and the genocide, you just like, and you think in a way like, how can I help? What can I do? I mean, you try to, you know, like with posts, like posting just like to maybe raise more awareness and maybe make it even, I don't know, talk about it, you know, maybe educate people who are not aware, because some people be like, oh yeah, but I didn't know that's the history. I didn't know that's what happened. And with a post like that, it can trigger some awareness. So yes, as you said, and as I've said as well, that it can be used to your benefit or it can be used against you.
And speaking of awareness,
let's
jump into our next story.
Yeah, so guys, so
which
now,
is the lack of awareness, actually.
Yes.
Because racist comments have been piling up in the Financial Times comments section after the Aramco story. So the UK publication Financial Times published an article announcing Aramco's $12 billion share, and the sale sparked a fury of racist anti-Arab remarks in the newspaper's comment sections online. The comments come just weeks after the UK introduced a new law which prohibits foreign governments from owning UK media. And it blocked the sale of UK publications, The Telegraph and The Spectator, to Abu Dhabi-backed Redbird IMI.
All right. So you guys, you know, we have talked about this, of course, like with Lubna, how Saudi wants, you know, the publication to be there, but the article, I mean, for the article and to have like a comment said as like, oh hey, never, that's why you should never trust an Arab. That is, by the way, like those stories, the guy is writing a story regarding the genocide, and then for someone to write a comment like, hey, never trust an Arab, because like he mentioned like in the story like about like his the history and so on, and as well, that's why you should not trust an Arab. But that's kind of like racist in a way. That's actually very racist, and that's very, I would say, not cool.
100%. That is extremely racist, and the type of comments that we see were also, you know, just mean. Just they bought. Wait, sorry. One second. Let me pull out those comments. Because we've got
Here we have a comment that says, you know, come on, how many racist comments do you find in Arabic posts that relate to Western countries? You know what I mean? Just because the guy wrote an article that is for the favor of Arabs, that does not mean that he is being racist. Not at all.
I don't think it was necessarily even for Arabs. It was just talking about Saudis' plans, which is very justified considering we are talking about Aramco, and they are major players in the market, especially when it comes to financial, like the Financial Times. It's as a business paper, Financial Times has every right to talk about this. mm-hmm. people's response to it, obviously very poor. They, you know, there are comments going on like, pity they don't pay to rebuild Gaza. That's their job, not mm-hmm. us. Well, technically, you're, if you're from the UK, yeah. it was kind of your fault, not ours. Yeah. Like, you know, there's a lot of back and mm-hmm. forth on this. And to use this as an excuse, to use any story mm-hmm. about Saudi Arabia as an excuse to just say it's like, this is a bad place. It's just mm-hmm. in bad taste. It's ignorant. It's coming from a yeah. lack of awareness. And it's mm-hmm. very sad.
I mean, I do agree with
you. But yeah. what I also like is that Saudi Arabia is not one to bow down to such allegations. 100%, yeah. They're not really want to take these allegations seriously. For mm-hmm. a lot of the Saudi approach is, okay, keep talking, we'll see.
I mean, yeah, exactly. See, this is like, you know, but because I think they are kind of like as well very pity because Saudi Arabia, I think, is looking to have a magazine open in Saudi Arabia. And of course, like we know with Saudi Arabia and how it's opening up and how it's like, I mean, the economy in Saudi Arabia got really better. And as well, Aramco belongs to Saudi Arabia. And of course, no matter what happens, it all comes back to Saudi Arabia, you know, Saudi Arabia as well, not only with oil and business and economy, but as well, by the way, like they have opened up everything ever since King Salman, you know, decided to like open up everything for like from cinemas to women driving, and the list goes on and on and on of all of the changes that we have noticed and seen. So I think I would not expect others to understand, and it yeah, would I mean, be kind of like I would say expected to come through. Like hate comments are expected to come yeah. through for sure.
I mean, look at a place like Dubai or True. The UAE. 50 years back, you would have seen. Sorry, 50, which we just started. But yes. like, okay, 20 years back, you would have yes. seen a lot of comments going on like, okay, what's Dubai all about? You know, this like desert piece of land, what are they going to do with it? Mm-hmm. And look at what we've done with it. It's become the hub. And
that's true.
Saudi is going through a similar transformation.
That's
they're
true.
Calling in all the businesses. They're major players in the market. They've already had a lot of power in the Arab world. And now they are expanding this power. And the mm-hmm. West doesn't like it. But the West doesn't like a lot of things. And that's just something we deal with.
Agreed. Well, now let's jump to our next story. So this is very interesting because there is backlash against Inside Out 2, and you guys, I can tell you it is intense. So due to Disney's partnership with McDonald's for movie promotions, it happened when the movie as well had included toys in McDonald's and Happy Meals given at McDonald's heavy boycott. You know, of course, we know that, you know, amid the Gaza genocide, there has been a lot of boycott happening specifically to McDonald's. And this association has further fueled the boycott against both Disney and Inside Out, amplifying the challenges to the film's release. Now, we know people are boycotting at this point.
McDonald's,
brands.
KFC, Domino's, Pizza.
The list goes on and on.
Disney.
Right now, Disney, because of Starbucks and even celebrities and influencers, you know, like we have seen Mu'taz Aziza, the greatest Palestinian journalist, getting a lot of slack because he did not talk for a short period of time because he, I would say, like, left Palestine, which is totally his right. You know what I mean? It's totally his right. If he wants to like just like step out of the scenario and maybe just like focus on himself, that is totally fine. But he got a lot of slack for that.
Yeah, I don't believe yeah. in the online concept of calling people out for yeah. these things, because a great example of like why that shouldn't have happened is with Amal Clooney.
Exactly.
People
yeah.
kept dragging her through the mud, saying, yeah. You know, you're not speaking out, you're not talking about
that
Palestine,
yeah.
you're not speaking up for them. But it turns out she was on the ICJ panel, and she was pushing for the decision to send an arrest warrant
yes.
to Netanyahu.
That is true, yeah.
And especially someone like Mu'taz to put mm-hmm. that burden of talking for the people on him
yeah.
after this man has barely managed to scrape himself and
True.
Get out of
yeah.
there. It's not, it's unfair.
Yeah.
But coming back to the Disney
the movie,
story.
Yeah. I mean, just because he has McDonald's.
No.
Imagine.
No, that's totally fine.
Yeah.
Because Disney has not only used McDonald's in the
yeah.
cartoon,
mm.
but they've also collaborated with McDonald's to
yeah.
promote this film. McDonald's is doing Happy Meal toys and
True.
Just in general. That,
yeah.
And as you know, Disney mm-hmm. at the start of when the whole thing has started this year, this or last year, Disney donated around $2 million or $20 million. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
but they did donate quite a sum of money to Israel.
Yeah, that's true.
Disney in general has a history of being on the wrong side of history again, because you know, since the beginning, it's they were anti-Semitic. They have instances in their animations itself of being anti-Semitic. There is obviously the racism is over the top charts. I mean, look at Jasmine.
Yeah,
look at the portrayal of Jasmine.
They've
also been sexist. They've promoted very harmful gender stereotypes. You know, so in a lot of ways, Disney has always been problematic.
I agree with you, you know, but like to come back to the film here, what I mean here is that the film is getting canceled. You know what I mean? Like people at this point are not afraid of even canceling movies.
Yeah, of course, because you watch the film,
that's
you're
true.
Promoting Disney. You're giving money to Disney while watching the film.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, 100%.
And that's...
Yeah.
That's your choice. I think you have a lot of power as a consumer, more than as an employee or as an employee in Disney. You have a lot of power as a consumer. You can choose what you want to give your money to. You can choose what stocks you want to invest in. And that speaks a lot.
100%. And as well, people are very angry. You know what I mean? They're just like angry because they're like, fine. The main thing that, you know, like, yes, they have boycotted Disney, and they have boycotted as well a lot of brands and a lot of people and celebrities, and the list goes on and on and on and on and on. But regarding this movie Inside Out, they boycotted it because there was, you know what I mean, like this Happy Meal in the movie. And they were like, oh my God, they made a very, very big fuss about it. However, of course, you guys, the boycotts never end. It will continue because people at this point, our generation is not an easy generation to deal with. And
I wouldn't say we are not an easy generation. I just think we're a more aware generation.
Yeah.
We know we have the power and we're not afraid to use it. That kind of generation.
Yeah, agreed. Well, you guys, well, thank you so much, Annika, for joining me today. And thank you guys as well for listening to us. Don't forget, we go as well on podcast form. And don't forget to tune in tomorrow, same time. Goodbye.
Bye.